Hi there, this is Dagger's Duck doing a quick review of the Nokia N8 phone, which I've had now for just under 2 months, and think I'm in a fairly good position to give it the... I'll be covering a few areas, but I've only got fairly quickly to get everything in. So, with no further ado, let's go, go, go. Okay, this is bought from the Carphone in Chichester. I paid £47 for the phone. I'm paying £25 a month, a 24-month contract with Three, which is quite a good deal. 5,000 texts, 500 minutes, and... well, unlimited data, 1 gigabyte in reality, so it's not bad, not a bad price. Can't seem to be able to use it up apart from the voice minutes, which I seem to get through at a stupid rate of knots, but being very careful, checking every couple of days to make sure I'm going to have my limit. Yeah, quite a good deal, and so far, very happy with Three. Not too bad a service, apart from a little bit on the district line, which is a bit unfortunate because it's on my way home and it tends to drop out at a certain point every time. Okay, so with that aside, why did I buy an N8 when everyone's buying an iClone? I didn't want an iPhone. I fallen out of love with iTunes. I was away abroad and had to use iTunes on a netbook. It was ridiculously slow and cumbersome, and it didn't seem to like my iPod Nano particularly well. It seemed to be synchronizing all the time. Goodness knows what it was doing, but it wasn't actually playing music, which is what I paid it to do, and hence it... I fell out of love with iTunes, and I really didn't want to get an iPhone because everyone's got an iPhone. I wanted to be a bit different, and apart from anything, this has got a great camera on it, which I should get to anon. Okay, so the operating system this N8 is running is Symbian. That's it, Symbian version 3, or Symbian 3 as it's rather now known these days. Which, as the pundits would tell you, is a dying operating system, and it probably is a dying operating system, but for the time being, the lifespan of this phone, which I suspect will be about a year to a year and a half, the way I thrash it to bits, it'll still be workable within that time, I suspect, and we're about to get a major upgrade too, which is just known as Anna, coming to a phone near me, hopefully in the next month or so. I should probably review that and see how I think of it then. All right, the design of this phone is lovely aluminium. Mine's in silver. It's got plastic ends, ending wedge shape end for the top and bottom part of the phone. That's in plastic, but everything else is a solid aluminium block. The battery's internal, like on the iPhone, so I can't get at it, which is a shame because I'd love to have to put a spare in occasionally. But there you go, swings and roundabouts. It's got the usual features: volume rocker, SIM door, memory card door, camera shutter key, what else about it really, pinhole for the microphone and power buttons, charger socket and a USB charger socket as well. Goodness, my Nokia's thought to put two on there. I suspect the proprietary charger is faster. It's got a higher voltage. I think it's rated at 10 volts, so it's a slightly faster charge. Very happy with the design. Yeah, it feels very solid. You could certainly hit somebody and the phone would survive, I would guess. Not that I'm ever like to hit anyone with my phone, because I value my phone too much. Battery life is around a day, like most smartphones. Quite happy with that. Sometimes I can get through one charge. Quite often I needed to make two charges, a little top-up here and there. Tend to have it on in the evening, just stick it next to the sofa when I'm watching telly or whatever. Screen's a lovely AMOLED display, not as good as some of the more modern Samsungs, but still pretty damn good. Lovely sharp colours, lovely clear text. The font on this phone is rather small. I'm having to use a magnifying glass with it. Yes, you should have got an iPhone, I hear you'll cry. It'll work, it'll do. I can just about manage to text and it'll make a few mistakes. As anyone who has read my tweets or Facebook injuries using it will testify, I genuinely assure me I can spell, but I can't necessarily type on this screen, particularly using the swipe, which I'm trying to get used to at the moment. I've got a minute left here. I better be fast, didn't I? Apps. Right, the apps aren't as heavy duty as the iPhone. There are enough apps. I'd say it's about 1,500. I've got everything I want so far, particularly social networks, which are pretty hot. Nothing to complain about there. Four squares on there, various Twitter apps, Facebooks and so on. Nothing fancy like OnMobi, which I really like, which is a shame, but it's got a great camera for it and would work beautifully, but alas, it doesn't. The camera, 12 megapixel, Carl Zeiss optics. What more can you say? It's as good as having a little proper digital camera on you. Really pleased with that. Spot on. I do a bit of a photo blog occasionally, and the best camera you have on you at the time is the only one you have on you at the time. It doesn't matter how good or bad it is, and I would rather have a good one. Right, oh, I'm speaking so fast. 10 seconds left. Right, that's me and my review done. I shall speak to you anon, and goodbye, and all that. Bye.